The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us here on the Morning Drive, WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Welcome to Monday morning, April 20th. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. As always, we are live and local here at the WTBR studio on Federico Drive. Today, we're going to be talking with a couple members of the Berkshire Freemasons. They're going to be talking specifically about a youth organization or an offshoot of the I don't know if it's introductory. Well, we'll get into that. But it's meant for youth to have some understanding about what goes on in Freemasonry. And so in-house for that representation, we have Joshua Hall and Melvin Hook. So we will get to that conversation in a moment. First, we need to check on the weather and see what's in store for us. Hopefully, it's warming up.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly clear and much colder. Near steady temperature in the upper 20s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday, mostly sunny. Scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 30%. Monday night, partly cloudy with scattered snow showers in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow 30%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, that's the weather. For those of you who noticed, if you've gotten out yet, it was a bit cold. There was a frost on the ground, at least at my house. So, but it's April. It's late April, but it's the Berkshire, so we know. I'm not a meteorologist, and I don't play one on radio, I guess, right? But it is April, and I guess we should expect this. So, good morning, Joshua Hall and Melvin Hook. How are you guys?
We're good, thanks.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming in. I know there's a lot to talk about today. There's so much involved with Freemasonry, but I know specifically we're going to be talking about the DeMolay program, which is geared towards youth, young men, right? So let's kind of get a quick overview on that. Who would like to kind of open up and give us?
Well, I could probably start out with something on that.
All right, great, thanks.
So basically, what DeMolay is it's a youth group for young men between the ages of 12 and 21. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to teach them timeless principles that are committed to developing and inspiring leadership, team building, and networking for young men ages 12 to 21. Mm-hmm. We also have a younger organization, which is for boys between the ages of 9 and 11. Mm-hmm. It is called a Squire's Manor. We have two of those in the state of Massachusetts. One of them is located at Sequoia Chapter of DeMolay in Westfield, Massachusetts, which is Western Mass. And then we also have the Squires program that is out of our Massachusetts DeMolay, which is out of Boston at the Grand Lodge.
Okay, so right now the programs are out of Boston and Westfield.
Well, there's about 16 or 17 chapters in the state of Massachusetts. They're located all over the place. Mm-hmm. Most of them are from like Worcester East. Unfortunately, in the late 70s, all of the chapters out here in Western Mass closed down. Mm. About 10 years ago, I got the idea to start up a chapter in Westfield at Mount Moriah Lodge. Mm-hmm. And for the last 10 years, I've been trying to get DeMolay back in Western Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. I have succeeded in having a chapter in Munson, which is called the Pioneer Valley Chapter. We also have a chapter in Hatfield, Massachusetts, which is called the William Parsons Chapter, along with the Toccoa Chapter of DeMolay in Westfield. And the reason we're here today is to talk about the William Petherbridge Chapter, which is a brand new chapter that we are opening up at New Moon Lodge in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And that's it. That's here in Pittsfield, the
yes.
New Moon. That's the one
yes.
on South Street.
Correct.
Correct? Across from the Colonial?
Yes.
Okay. So how long has Where did this organization, the Demolay portion of Freemasonry, where did that come from? What's the history on that?
Well, it basically started in 1919 by a gentleman by the name of Frank S. Land. Mm-hmm. And Frank just saw that at that point in time, there was a epidemic that was going around. Mm-hmm. And there was also the end of the First World War. Mm-hmm. And what he was...
The Spanish...
It was influenza. A Spanish influenza.
So it was called.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yep.
And unfortunately, there was a lot of young men that lost dads in the war, and also there was a lot of young men that lost dads to the Spanish flu. Mm. So he saw a need for mentoring young men. So he took that on. Mm-hmm. He was a Mason as well, and he started out with just a few boys that he knew in the community, which, you know, soon grew to being 75 boys. So that's pretty much where everything got started from, was back in 1919.
Mm-hmm. What part of the country did that kind of...
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And that, you know, from what I know about Freemasonry, particularly in the late 1800s, there was a lot of focus on orphans and widows and, you know, making sure that their needs were met as well as your membership. So that would make sense that would be something that he would focus on, would be
correct.
these young men who were fatherless as a result of the war and the influenza.
And part of that is looking to the future and what's going on in the community and how Dad Land was able to kind of see that there was a need and how that was going to affect the community going forward as we head into the 1920s and into the 1930s.
Sure.
So what he was able to create was an organization that was going to be able to support a need and build leadership and community involvement.
Mm-hmm. Well, like they say, children are our future, right?
Absolutely.
So he tapped into that resource to help help our society in general, based on some of the principles that I understand that the Demolay program promotes. Which could you speak a little to that? Like some of the somebody wants to speak on the core values.
Sure.
You got seven core values is what I found on the website.
We have,
and I'm just going off the website. I got the experts in here to really clarify things for me.
So the Order of Demolay teaches seven core values, which are called cardinal virtues, as a basis for good character is what we're trying to build. One of them is, the first one is filial love. One of the greatest lessons of Demolay is the lesson of filial love. Demolay members cherish their parents and hold family teachings close to their hearts. And our members strive to repay the love and the care of their families.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is reverence for sacred things, which is an individual's religious beliefs of their own. We don't force any type of religion on anybody. What they believe is what they believe, and they are allowed to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy, which is towards all others, not only in public, but at home and among our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Comradeship, which is what binds us all together as brothers, which is a big thing. That's one of the things that really stands out here in Demolay. Fidelity, faithful and loyal to all our obligations in life. When we come into a chapter, we take an obligation on a Bible. And it's important that is, you know, followed through with. And that's where we talk about our obligations and being faithful in our members. Cleanness, and it extends beyond physical cleanness. It's thoughts, words, and actions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then patriotism, which encourages each member to be patriotic towards this country and to be thankful for the men and women that have served our country to give us the freedoms that we have.
Yeah.
These are important lessons. These are lessons that I think every parent would want for their young man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to us to give that to the young men.
So how does a youth who might be interested in joining the Demolay program, how would they get involved? How do they reach out to you? Or if there's a parent that has a youth that they would like to introduce to this program?
As a parent, right now what we are planning on doing is May 3rd. We will be having an open house.
May 3rd.
May 3rd, okay. We'll be having an open house at New Moon Lodge in Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take place, if I'm not mistaken, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
Yes, yep.
And that would be an opportunity for anybody that is interested to come over and spend some time with us that afternoon. We will be doing a presentation on Demolay to let them know what Demolay is actually all about. And before they go home, they'll have an opportunity to join a chapter. And that's pretty much what we've got planned right now.
And that's Sunday, May 3rd.
Sunday, May 3rd from 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, we'll revisit that a few times throughout the day because that's an important notice for people to put on their calendar. So what are you looking for when it comes to candidates for this program?
We don't really look for anything in particular.
Are there requirements of somebody to be a candidate?
The only real requirement of someone is that they believe in a God.
Okay.
Other than that, there's no real requirements. We have boys from all different family situations. We have young men that are from single families. We have young men that are foster children. Mm-hmm. We have young men that have autism. We don't have any particulars that we're looking for. Just looking for young men that are interested in what we have to offer, and that's trying to get them to be the best man that they can be every single day of their lives, so that when they get through with their education, that they now have an opportunity to go out into the community and really make a difference in the community, and that's really what we're looking for.
Yeah, and you know, from what I've seen with the Freemasons here in Berkshire County and throughout the country, throughout the world for that matter, right, is the amount of charitable work that gets done. And that community outreach. So I know this is sort of a precursor to that, or an introduction to it's an introduction to Freemasonry, but it's really an introduction to those values that you share with Freemasonry.
Exactly.
So can we talk a little bit about some of that outreach that Freemasons do, or that maybe you do in the Demolay program? Are there things that the kids get involved with that actually exercise that sense of charitable?
So within Demolay, the young men have the opportunity to build their character. And part of it is similar to a lot of other youth organizations. The idea behind any chapter is that it's supposed to be run by the youth. So they are supposed to work as a body in order to come up with different ideas of how they want to implement the seven cardinal virtues. There are particular opportunities. There are specific days that they're supposed to look at, and sometimes there are days of obligation are what they're referred to, and sometimes it's something as similar or as simple as recognizing those individuals who have been involved in the military. Mm-hmm. Other times it is remembering Dad Land on his birthday. It depends on what time of year it is. But the youth having the opportunity to come up with ideas and to give back to the community is a core piece of the program. And sometimes that can simply be working with the lodge on some type of fundraiser that they already have and just being there to support the lodge, because the lodge will most likely be supporting them in some fashion. Other times it can be working with the state entity. This past year, the state entity had a bowling tournament, and the idea behind the bowling tournament was to raise funds for autism awareness. Mm. So there's that. The chapter in Westfield, the Toccoa chapter, every year they're involved with the Shriners, and the Shriners have their festival of trees out in Springfield, and the chapter always has a Christmas tree that they put together. The boys choose the theme, they go out and purchase the various different pieces that will go on the tree, and then eventually that tree will be donated and then purchased by somebody, and the funds go towards what the Shriners are doing. So there are a lot of opportunities, and it's, again, it's about leadership, it's about organization, it's about even mentorship, because you're looking at youth that are between the ages of 14 and 21. So as time goes on, if they stay in the program, they learn from the people that were there that were older, and as they get older, then they become the leaders, and they're the ones who are kind of showing the younger generation the ropes and how things work.
Yeah. So when you do, when they do pick those different charitable events, as you said, it's part of it is building character and leadership skills within themselves. So they actually have the agency to decide how they want to put their focus, where they want to put their focus on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, we are here live this morning on WTBR for the Morning Drive. And in studio, we have Joshua Hall and Melvin Hook, both here representing the DeMolay program within the Freemasonry. We're going to keep this conversation going. I want to get a little bit of background from each of you about what brought you into Freemasonry and how you got involved with the DeMolay. Melvin, would you like to
sure.
give us a little background on that?
Sure. As a young man, I was adopted, and I was given an opportunity to have a family to raise me. My mom always felt very strongly about how Masons carried themselves. And in all honesty, I hate to use this, but she liked the memorial service that they did at funerals for Brother Master Masons, because we have a memorial service that we do. It's called an evergreen service. And she had seen many of those, and she knew many Masons, and she just thought that the caliber and the character of those men was just very, very high. In 2008, I had a friend of mine that I was very close to, and he was a Mason. And he talked to me about maybe joining the Shriners. So I had to go through a lodge in order to do that. And at that point in time, I was going through some back issues and basically was becoming disabled. I decided to join Freemasonry at that point in time of my life. And at that point in time of my life, I had to give up my career as an auto mechanic because I couldn't do the work anymore. So I decided I wanted to do God's work. And that's what I've been doing. I became a Freemason in 2008, got involved in the line in the lodge, became a Shriner with my buddy, and just started giving back to the community and giving back and, like I say, trying to do God's work. And that's pretty much what I've been doing ever since. I'm a past master of a lodge. I am presently a district deputy grand master. I am the emissary of the Grand Master of Masons in Massachusetts for the next, well, for this year, and then another appointment, hopefully, for next year. But I'm just giving back and trying to do God's work. We run a hospital equipment loan program down in Westfield at Mount Moriah Lodge. We give out everything from hospital beds, Hoyer lifts, all the way down to shoehorns and canes.
Is that for like hospice type? Like people who are at home and need that equipment? Is that what that's for?
Yeah, it's for people that are at home. I mean, you might have a loved one that you're bringing home that's been in rehab or whatever and trying to get them back on their feet, or maybe they can't get back on their feet. So we give that stuff out to the community free of charge. We're open on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. It's a drop-off and pick-up situation. We take things in from the community and give it back out to the community. And our DeMolay chapter in Westfield is involved with that program as well. It shows them that, you know, giving back to the community and how important that is.
Yeah. And then you've got some, you have a few titles, I understand, when
yeah,
it comes to the DeMolay program, right?
Yeah,
you got most of them, maybe?
Most of them, yeah. Well, I'm actually the chapter chairman for Toccoa Chapter of DeMolay, and like I say, I've been trying to put Western Mass back on the map with DeMolay, and so far we've been pretty successful at doing that.
Yeah.
I also was involved with Massachusetts as the membership chairman for DeMolay Massachusetts, kind of based off of all the work that I've been doing out here trying to get this back on the map. I become a deputy member of International Supreme Council. DeMolay is an international organization. We have chapters all over the world. And all of those jurisdictions have representatives that are on the International Supreme Council for DeMolay International out of Kansas City, Missouri. So I am a deputy member at this point in time. I don't get to vote on anything. I'm just at the bottom. As time goes on, I'm sure I will grow up the ladder and start being able to contribute more to DeMolay International.
Yeah. Well, the important thing is you're involved.
I am involved. Yes. Very much so.
And Joshua, how about your story?
So my Masonic story starts with my maternal grandfather. So when I turned 21, he handed me my application to join Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest has been history, I guess. But I'm a fifth generation Mason in Berkshire County. It goes back to my great-great-great-grandfather on my maternal side. Both of my grandfathers were involved in Freemasonry in Stockbridge. They were members of Occidental Lodge. And part of that was they became Masons as a result of being in World War II, and there was a large uptick in joining Masonic bodies after World War II. So I joined in 2002, 2003, and I kind of worked my way through. I've been secretary. I am a past master of both Occidental Lodge, and that merged with Wisdom Lodge in West Stockbridge. I am a past master of Wisdom Lodge. I am a past district deputy grand master for the 31st district, which is from Pittsfield South. And I became involved in DeMolay because I have two sons, and both of my sons were interested in joining DeMolay. And because of my involvement in scouting and a number of other organizations, I had no issue driving out to Westfield mm-hmm. a couple times a month. And right now I am an advisor for the Toccoa chapter, and I am an advisor for the William T. Petherbridge chapter in Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
And my youngest son, Connor, is currently the master counselor for the Toccoa chapter, so that means that he is the youth leader for that particular chapter. So Freemasonry offers a lot of opportunities, and giving back to the community, community service, leadership development, and working with youth and seeing what amazing things that the youth can do, which is, again, one of the reasons why we're trying to promote it out here in Pittsfield and restart the chapter.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, you each mentioned different lodges, right? Just here in Berkshire County. So can you maybe explain a little bit about some of those different lodges here in Berkshire County, where some of them might be located? Because a lot of people know about the one in Pittsfield, the one that you've mentioned, which is New Moon
yes.
Lodge, which is there on South Street across from the Colonial. And then you mentioned West Stockbridge. Mel, you talked about Westfield.
Mm-hmm.
So are there some others here in Berkshire County that people could maybe reach out to?
Absolutely. So there are two districts in Berkshire County. There's the 30th and the 31st. The 31st district is Southern Berkshire from Pittsfield South. So in the 31st district, you have Cincinnatus Lodge and Wisdom Lodge, which are both situated currently in West Stockbridge. And then there is Evening Star Lodge, which is in Lee, right on Laurel Street. And then there's New Moon Lodge, mm-hmm. which is on South Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you head further north, there's Berkshire Lodge, which meets in Adams. There is Lafayette Greylock, which meets in North Adams. There's Williams Lodge that meets in Williamstown.
So there's a few.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You, there are options.
There's no shortage, right?
No.
Geographically, there's no shortage. And from what I understand, too, you don't have to go to the lodge that's closest to home. Is that correct?
Correct. You can belong to a lodge that is 50 miles away, 100 mm-hmm. miles away. I belong to, there is a lodge called the Scouters Lodge, and that meets in Holden, and mm-hmm. I am a member of that because members of that particular lodge are supposed to be members of Scouting America. They're mm-hmm. supposed to be Eagle Scouts and so on. So I am a member of that particular lodge. I don't get to go out there all that often because it's a like 4-hour round trip drive. But no, you do not have to. Right. You can pick and choose where you'd like to go.
And so you mentioned the Boy Scouts just there. You're involved with the Boy Scouts of America as well?
I am. I work locally. I'm a member of Troop 8 here in Pittsfield, which incidentally is supported by New Moon Lodge.
Okay.
And I work with the Western Massachusetts Council. I've been a vice president of program.
Mm-hmm.
I work with Advancement and Recognition. So if when scouts are working on advancement towards Eagle Scout, merit badges, all of that, I work with them for various different programs. And I work with adults for recognition and training and different things like that. Mm-hmm. And I also work on the national level. I am a member of the International Committee, and I work with the Messengers of Peace program, which is all about community service and giving back.
So clearly, I can see a lot of parallels between the Boy Scouts and the DMLA program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Both programs are about community service. It's mm-hmm. about teaching timeless values. It's about leadership. It's about giving youth the opportunity to work with each other and to develop and hone a number of different skills and work with various different other organizations to make everybody successful and in the end come out as a better person who is able to be organized and work with each other, effective communication skills, and so on.
Yeah, all those important life skills.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so I know for the DMLA, it's for boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Age group 14 and up, 14 to 20 years, is that correct?
It's actually, we'll start at 9 years old
nine.
With our Squires
okay.
program.
Squires
from
program
nine to 11,
at nine.
And
okay.
then from 12 to 21 years old.
Okay. And so that's for boys only,
correct.
Right? Is there something similar for girls?
There is.
Okay.
There is a girls organization called the Rainbow Girls.
Rainbow Girls.
And currently there is not a chapter in Pittsfield, but I'm sure Mel knows how to get one of those started out here as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure that if we can get a DMLA chapter started up out yeah. here, I'm sure that we can do something to try to get something out here as well with
right.
Rainbow Girls for, you know.
All right. So one step at a time.
Exactly.
But you're focusing on the DMLA. You want to get that up and going again here in Berkshire County. So again, I want to remind anybody who's listening today who may be interested that you're going to have an open house on May 3rd.
Yes.
All right. That's a Sunday. What are the times on that again?
2 to 4. In the afternoon.
Okay. And that's going to be over at the New Moon, am I saying that right? New
yep.
Moon Lodge
yes.
On South Street, which is across from the Colonial Theater.
Correct. New Moon Lodge, 116 South Street, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Now, does anybody need to reach out to you in advance to let you know they're coming, or is it literally an open door, they just walk in that day?
It'll be open door. We'll have activities. They can stop by at any time. We'll have people who will be there to talk about DMLA and also have some team building experiences.
Mm-hmm. And are you putting this out other than being here today, which is great? Are there other maybe on your website, or are there other things that people can go to learn a little bit more about this program?
So you can always go to the you can do a Google search of DMLA and mm-hmm. and you'll be able to come up with information from the international DMLA site. Massachusetts DMLA also has their own website, and yes, we will be putting more information out and flyers in terms of the New Moon Lodge Facebook page will have material. If they look for William Petherbridge chapter, there is a Facebook page.
William Petherbridge?
Petherbridge
with
yes.
a P. Okay,
yes.
Sorry.
And we will have flyers out in other places in the community as well so that they know that
okay.
the day is coming.
And just if anybody does look anything up online, the way you spell DMLA is DEMOLAY. Pretty much how it sounds, but what you never know.
Yes.
so that's what you'll be typing in if you want to find some information about that. So we're coming up on the top of the hour, but before we take this break and then come back and have more of this conversation, I just want to bring up one other thing about the New Moon Lodge, and that on Saturday, the 25th, so this coming Saturday, from 6 to 9 p.m., and this is free, anybody can just show up. You don't have to register in advance, right? Just
correct.
Show up.
Yep.
Is a lecture about one of our founding fathers, Dr. Joseph Warren from Pittsfield. And it's going to be a lecture by an expert on this subject, Christian DeSpigna.
Yes.
Did I pronounce that correctly? So that is free. You know, this is the 250th anniversary of this country. So a lot of historical reflection going on. And this is some very local connections here. And from what I understand, Dr. Warren was one of those guys who was kind of had his hand in a little bit of everything going on around that time.
Absolutely.
So kind of like you guys with the DMLA. Very a lot of titles, a lot of responsibilities, a lot of titles, a lot of involvement. So that is free to the public this Saturday if you're interested in learning a little bit more about Berkshire history and how it relates to the birth of this nation. So we are at the top of the hour, and we are going to take a pause for station ID. We're going to thank some of our underwriters. And when we return, we will continue talking about Freemasonry here in the Berkshires, particularly the DMLA program, which is for youth. We have Joshua Hall and Melvin Hook. So we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings. Retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available online at sandrini.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Living Recovery is a peer recovery support center located in downtown Pittsfield. We welcome all who have struggled with addiction or those affected by another's addiction.
What have you learned while being involved at Living in Recovery?
I can own my own recovery path.
What has been your experience at Living in Recovery?
It's a family.
What keeps you coming back to Living in Recovery?
The live events.
For more information on Living in Recovery, visit our website, livingrecoverypittsfield.org, or phone us at 413-570-8243.
Join Peter and Jessica to relive the magic of Beatlemania every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for 5 decades to Fab Four, where Together or On Their Own has changed the world of music. Tune in to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 FM, Tuesdays, 4 to 6 p.m.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to the second half of the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. Today we're talking about Freemasonry here in Berkshire County, but specifically about the DMLA program, which is geared towards youth. We have in studio, we have Joshua Hall and Melvin Hook to talk on that subject. Before we get into that, we're going to check in with the weather again and see what's in store for us.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly clear and much colder. Near steady temperature in the upper 20s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday, mostly sunny. Scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s.
northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 30%. Monday night, partly cloudy with scattered snow showers in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow 30%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
So that's the weather. It is April 20th, and which is also Patriots Day, which I forgot to mention early on. A very specific date here in Massachusetts, a special holiday for Massachusetts, and also the running of the marathon today down in Boston. So I hope that's a good day for running. I know that. Nice and crisp, cool day for that long run. So good luck to all those runners. If you have anybody out there that's running today, wish them well. So just want to remind people who are listening, if you're just joining us or if you have to step off at some point because I know people are busy, if there's any part of this conversation that you missed that you want to revisit, you can always check us out later. We're going to have this video posted on the website. It's out there forever. So anything, the whole library there, whether it's hosted by Bill Sturgeon, Sean Sear, Donna Todd Rivers, Ellen Spear, or Bob Hack, or myself, they're all there. So you can thumb through the little icons and of our whole library of shows and find something that maybe you missed. But this will be available later if you missed something in the first half or can't stick around for the second half. So again, our conversation today is about the DMOLE program, which is part of the Freemasonry. And I have Joshua Hall and Melvin Hook in studio to talk about that. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
So, Melvin, you were talking on the break here that you wanted to get into some of the, a little bit more information about what exactly some of the programming is that DMOLE does. So take it away.
Alrighty. So Massachusetts DMOLE has state officers. They have a master counselor, a senior counselor, a junior counselor, and then some appointed officers underneath them. And one of the things that they do is the state master counselor has to come up with a term plan. Mm-hmm. And what he does is he plans events throughout his year, which starts in August at our conclave. And he plans events throughout the year that the chapters attend. And they're at different places through the state of Massachusetts. So there could be one in Boston. There could be one in Westfield. There could be one in Worcester. So like this weekend on Friday night, we're going to, I believe it's the Westboro YMCA, for an event called the Wake-a-thon. We're going to...
Wake-a-thon.
Yeah. And basically what that is we meet at a YMCA. We take control of the YMCA for the whole night. Everybody stays up all night long. There's all kinds of events that go on from laser tag, dodgeball, basketball, volleyball, just all kinds of different things.
Ultimate sleepover.
Yeah, ultimate sleepover where nobody sleeps, you know. And that is coming up this weekend. That's one of the things that we do. Now, that particular event is going to be attended by the jurisdiction number one, which is Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. So all of the boys in any DMOLE chapter in any of those states will be coming to this event. So it's an opportunity for the boys to make friendships that will last them for the rest of their lives. And that's pretty much what DMOLE is all about. It's about networking with other people that are members of DMOLE. DMOLEs have a tendency to be friends forever. You might go to high school and you might talk to one or two people when you get out of high school, but if you're a DMOLE, you'll be talking to probably 12 or 15 people on a constant basis because that's how close people are.
And an important point here is that this is an in-person event.
Correct.
So when you talk about networking and camaraderie and getting to know one another, this is an opportunity which doesn't happen as much as it used to, particularly with social media and everything, to be in person, put eyes on eyes, and really get to know
exactly.
one another.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, and the other opportunity, too, and we say this about Masonry, and Joshua is very well aware of this, too, the more you travel and the more people that you meet, you don't get this opportunity by just staying home and having a job. You know, traveling around and going around the state to different lodges, to different chapters, to different events, you get to meet people that you would never, ever meet in your lifetime if you were not involved in these things. There's been some great people in our country that have come out of this organization. Bill Clinton was a DMLA. Walt Disney was a DMLA. Walter Steinbeck was a DMLA. Red Skelton was a DMLA.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
Red
we're
Skelton,
going
yeah.
back into a lot of different people, but over the years there has been, you know, there has been a lot of people that have held very serious titles and positions in our government, in our country, that have come from the DMLA organization. So that's kind of the way our state program runs. Our chapter programs run the same way. The master counselor has to submit a term plan, and that's where he's going to put in, you know, what we're doing for a community event, what we're doing for a fundraiser, what are we doing for fun. Because DMLA is about having fun. It's not about just going to a business meeting. Yes, the boys run a business meeting, and they run their own business meeting. The advisors are there to advise. The boys make their own decisions. They have their own bank account. They have their own secretary. They have their own everything. And we as adults are just there to advise. So it's a great program for teaching them how to run meetings. There's some things that they memorize in order to be able to run the meetings. There's all kinds of speeches and stuff that they can memorize that they can do in public that are pretty amazing when you hear a young man do them.
That's an important skill to have, to be able to speak publicly.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's
I wish I could do it better.
Right. And that's one of the
especially
things,
when I'm live on the air and I'm getting tongue-tied sometimes.
That's one of the things that we give them a leg up with. You know, it gives them that opportunity before they're trying to do that when they go to high school or when they go to college or when they're out in the business community.
Yeah. What an amazing series of things that you offer. You know, some really good foundational experiences and skill sets.
Correct.
So, yeah. So we want to talk a little bit about the history of where DMLA, like who was DMLA, right? Is that something that you can expound on a little bit?
Sure. We can talk about that just a little bit.
Sure.
So Jacques DMLA was a member of the Knights Templar. He was named the Grand Master in 1298, which was a very powerful position that he had. He was involved in the Crusades, and what they were to do was to guard the passageway to Jerusalem. And the French king wanted to get the power that Jacques DMLA had and ended up convincing the powerful people in France to condemn them. They wanted the riches that they had brought out of the Middle East, and they were imprisoned for many, many years and tortured and tried to get them to find false confessions, saying that they did this and they did that. And Jacques DMLA would not do that. He would not submit to their ways. Unfortunately, him and Geoffrey de Charnay and one other Knights Templar, unfortunately, were burned at the stake in the center of town. And that's where we get into the comradeship and the character and those types of values that we have, because Jacques DMLA would not give up what they were trying to get him to do. They put him in a rack and stretched him.
He stuck to his principles.
He stuck to his principles and he stuck behind his men, and he was loyal to his men, and he would not give up the information, and unfortunately was subject to death by fire.
And so it's his name that is carried on into this organization.
Correct, exactly.
To honor his principles and his
and
struggles.
And his values.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So Joshua, speaking of history, not just so everybody knows, Joshua is a history teacher. but let's talk about the history of the DMLA chapter here in Berkshire County.
Absolutely. So as Mel has said earlier, DMLA itself started in 1919 in Kansas City, Missouri, and it took about 6 years before DMLA arrived here in Berkshire County. So towards the end of 1925, November and December, members of the community throughout the Berkshires and particularly here in Pittsfield wanted to take advantage of this new program that was available to the youth. And so they had two different meetings where they brought members who were know where your resources are. So they started with the fathers that were Freemasons and said, we're going to have this meeting about a youth organization. And they brought the Freemasons and their sons. And then they said, well, you know, do you have any friends? So then the kids started to bring their friends, and they organized the William T. Petherbridge chapter of DMLA. And they decided to name it after this gentleman, William Petherbridge, who came to Pittsfield in the 1880s. He was originally born in England and moved here, was involved in Masonry in the Pittsfield area, was a member of Crescent Lodge in Pittsfield, and he became involved in all things Masons. He was in the York Rite, he was in the Scottish Rite. In the Scottish Rite, he eventually became a 33rd degree member, which is the highest honor that you can receive as a Scottish Rite individual. And he passed away in 1924. And because of his work in the community, because of his work in Freemasonry, they decided that they were going to name the chapter after him. So in 1926, in January of 1926, the first official meeting of the William T. Petherbridge Chapter Order of DMLA was held in Pittsfield at the Masonic Building on South Street. And at the time...
1926? 1926. Yeah, so, wow, that's 100 years.
So 100 years ago, they had their first meeting. And on the day of their first meeting, there were between 500 and 600 people who attended this inaugural meeting. And that was Freemasons, that was youth. There was a contingent that came out from Springfield that... did the ritual in order to get everything started. And there were 50 boys who were initiated into the Order of DMLA between the ages of 16 and 21. And you know, the rest was history after that. The the chapter was very, very busy, was very organized. They started learning ritual and holding meetings on Tuesdays each month. And so they were very, very active. In the 1950s and 1960s, they had sweetheart dances. They had regular meetings. March was the month that everybody would kind of celebrate DMLA month, and there would be a specific week. I was looking at a newspaper article not that long ago. I think it was from 1967, where the mayor at the time, Mayor Delgado, was proclaiming in an official proclamation that it would be DMLA week. And so they were holding an open house, and they were going to do other activities. And it was very successful for just about 60 years. And then around 1981, 1982, is when the chapter kind of petered out. And why was that? That could be for a number of different reasons. A lot of times, you know, it, like any organization, even today, finding the volunteers in order to be part of the organization is difficult. Everybody has a lot of different activities that pull them in a number of different directions. And so trying to maintain an organization with both the youth and the adults to support it is not always easy. And so that's why it petered out. But we're trying to rectify that in the 100th year of DMLA in Berkshire County. Yeah. We are in the process of getting everything up and running again. So,
yeah, to your point, it is just, you know, kind of a sign of the times as far as organizations being able to sustain membership. You know, it's not... specific to this or to this organization. I mean, I think we see that in a lot of places, you know, even all your social groups, mm-hmm. right? Your Civitans and your Lions. And so people are always looking for things, believe it or not. I mean, people are actually looking for ways to give back and to be involved. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just don't know about some of these opportunities. You know, some of these old traditional things have kind of fallen to the wayside a little bit. Even the VFW doesn't have the kind of membership that it used to, right?
Yeah.
So it's good to that we're talking about this kind of thing so that people hear this and are maybe reminded that this is an option, and maybe it'll encourage some people to reach out to you and get engaged. So you guys are having an open house this coming, nope, yes, no, not this week, May 3rd, right. Sunday, May 3rd, at the New Moon Lodge on South Street,
yes.
Specifically for information about and maybe some recruitment if somebody wants to sign up for the DMLA program, right? And yep. What time is that on the 3rd?
So it'll 3rd? Be Sunday, May 3rd at the Pittsfield Masonic Building from 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
Okay. And that's May 3rd.
Yes.
The day before Star Wars Day.
Yes.
May the 4th.
May the 4th.
May the 4th is the following Monday. May 3rd is going to be that open house. We are talking today about the DMLA program, which is a youth program for boys associated with the Freemasons. And we have Joshua Hall and Melvin Hook in here to talk on that subject. Mel, you mentioned earlier about the adult advisors that are involved.
Correct.
Because, of course, it's this program is geared towards, with the values that you have set up and the principles, to create an environment for these young future men to mm-hmm. Learn a lot of life skills and social skills and management skills. And so they do have a lot of agency in what they do, where they take their particular chapter mm-hmm. on missions and so forth. But of course, we still need adults in the room.
Absolutely.
And those advisors to help out. So talk a little bit about what it means to become an advisor and how an adult can become an advisor.
So becoming an advisor is a matter of going on to the international website and signing up as an advisor. There's about 6 hours of training that takes place, and there is a very intensive background check that is done on every advisor that
you have to do with
the young men.
Yep, it's important.
And that is something that we go through every single year. So mm-hmm. that's not a one-and-done type of a situation. They track us every year.
Okay, so even if you're an existing advisor, you're still subject to that every year.
Every single year.
Because stuff happens.
Yes, it does. Yes it does. So, you know, we're looking for advisors for all kinds of things. We're looking for advisors that might just be available to transport young men mm-hmm. to state events or things that we do. Like a Wake-a-thon coming up this weekend, we need adults to be able to transport young men there. So that's one of the ways to get involved. We have all different kinds of things they can get involved in. You can be a sports person. You could be a ritual advisor where you just work ritual with the boys. You could be a person that just works on fundraising with the young men. You know, there's all different kinds of things that people can do. We need adult advisors simply because there is supposed to be 2 advisors for every 6 young men.
Okay.
So if we go somewhere, there's supposed to be a set number of advisors mm-hmm. with the young men that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important. And without those advisors, it makes it very, very hard to do a lot of the things that we do. You do not have to be a Mason to be an advisor.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Some of the positions.
That opens it up to more candidates.
Yeah. And we also, women are very much encouraged to mm-hmm. join. We have moms in my chapter in Westfield. There's nothing wrong with having moms involved. Sometimes a young man would rather talk to a mom than mm-hmm. he would to a dad.
Sure.
And I say that from the fact that dads, we are all called dads. All of our advisors are called dads. And that's because it's a title, it's respect, you know, that kind of a situation. And our women are called moms.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of respect. And it goes back to that filial love thing that we talked about earlier, one of our 7 cardinal virtues.
Mm-hmm.
So we are definitely looking for advisors. And like I say, to do all kinds of different things. And it's not something where you have to commit every single meeting. You definitely would love to have you commit to every meeting. But if all you can do is maybe drive some boys somewhere someday, then that's fine, too. We need that help.
And how often are meetings held?
Normally what we do is we have a meeting the first Monday of every month. That is our business meeting. That's a jacket and tie meeting because we dress professionally for those meetings. And then we have a fun night, and that's the third Monday of every month. And tonight is actually a fun night for my chapter in Westfield. We get together and we have something to eat. We might play some games. We've got a pool table in the lodge. Some of the kids like to play video games and things of that nature. Tonight we have kind of a special event going on. We have one of our young men is leaving for boot camp. He has decided to go into the military, so we're having a little going away party for him this evening. I've had three of my boys go into the military, and it's just it's a great feeling to see that they have succeeded in life, see where they've come from and where they are now, and then to see them go into the military to be patriotic and support our country is just something that can't even talk about. It's just amazing.
Are there any costs associated with membership?
There is a $40 one-time fee for membership, but I just want to touch base on something else real quick, too. DeMolle International has a scholarship program, so there is scholarship money for our young men. My chapter in Westfield, Tocoa chapter of DeMolle, we have our own scholarship fund. So when we have a young man that's looking to go to college and he needs some money for books or something of that nature, we can give him that money. Massachusetts DeMolle also has a scholarship fund. And 95% of the time, a boy that applies for money through Massachusetts DeMolle ends up with money. And the money is usually given to the family, so it's not something that comes up in your FAFSA form. So that you can use that money for books or for room and board or for whatever you see fit to use that money for. So
great.
Great opportunity.
Every bit helps, especially with furthering our education. So as far as the if people are interested in getting involved, they can, there's the open house, of course, but they can also go online and look up DeMolle, and it's spelled DeMolle. And they could find all kinds of information about this. What about some of the other, any other programs coming up for DeMolle statewide? Or
well, one of the things that I could mention is the first weekend in August every year, we have what we call our conclave, Massachusetts conclave.
That's in August, you said?
That's in August, yes. And what conclave is it's our weekend at Nichols College. We take over a dorm room there for the weekend. And again, boys come from all over Region 1 to that event. And that is where we have ritual contests. We have some degree work that takes place there. We also install our state officers at that event, which is always a great thing. That's when we put in our new officers for the upcoming year. You know, that's pretty much what that event is about. All the boys have their own dorm rooms. And again, they probably stay up all night. Because they have a tendency to do that. But, you know, it's a great event for us. I enjoy going to it.
So we've got about a minute left. Joshua or Melvin, what are your final thoughts? What do you want to get out there to our listeners?
Community is an important thing, and the opportunity for DeMolle to return to Pittsfield, I think, is a fantastic opportunity for the male youth in the area. And so if anybody's interested, we would love to have people stop by, even if it's just for a couple minutes on May 3rd at the Pittsfield Masonic Building from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and come to our open house and check us out, see what's going on. We're happy to answer any questions that are asked, and hopefully reestablish this entity within the Berkshires.
So again, May 3rd, open house, time?
2 to 4.
2 to 4, right, at the New Moon Mason Lodge on South Street. Joshua Hall, Melvin Hook, thank you both for being here today and telling us about this program. I hope that you get some visitors on that open house. And again, anybody interested in this program, the DEMOLAY program, look it up online, DEMOLAY. So thank you for being here and listening to us this morning on WTBR and WSBR. We appreciate your tuning in to join us here on the Morning Drive and starting your day, starting this week. So enjoy the rest of the week. This is Patriots Day, so enjoy the holiday if you have the day off. And we hope that you'll join us every day. And please keep in mind the men and women of the armed services. Keep them in our thoughts, especially those that are serving in the Iran theater. Enjoy the week. Take care, everybody.